And if it's not back by May 15th or by the June time that they can turn it over to BOE, then it stays as it is.
If they don't return it by that deadline, then it would stay as is. Is that the question?
That's my question. If they honor that letter, if you send a letter out and say it must be back to this office by this date so that we can adjust our books accordingly to go through BOE and give the taxpayer the ride.
Of course, the perverse thing about that is it de-incentivizes accurately and timely reporting an increase in use because someone goes, oh, well, I didn't turn it in at the right time. And so, therefore...
Typically, the letters prove to lower, not to increase them.
If
it's still not a clean way of doing it.
If that's how it always happens, it's probably not a problem.
Then they can get by with the benefit.
Because in the other, what we're going to deal with later, it does allow to lower, but not allow to increase.
I still say,
if they don't.
Yeah, that's what a lot of these
right.
What is it?
Well, it's not an erroneous assessment.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's an issue that is probably taken up at least at reassessment or as a result of a reclassification of property, which normally would happen during a reassessment year, but...
And I can remember when they did only do it every other year. It's
100%.
Not even it's been a
commercial
issue.
Residential. Okay.
Well, but the problem is if they're available, then they should be commercial 365 days.
That's why I said there's a bigger issue in this whole discussion that I didn't think we
were going
to.
I do know there are counties that have nightly rentals, and the nightly rental properties are commercial 100%.
And I'm not trying to step on your old gentleman's toes.
Because,
you
don't get to go to hotels and, hey, we didn't have a high occupancy this weekend, so don't charge us commercial. No, you're charging for hotel commercial the entire year.
I know there was an assessor at the meeting Susan talked to north of here, around the lake, that said he's not going to try to assess anything like that except residential going forward because it's too much hassle to collect it and keep it separate. But he's punting a lot of revenue down the drain.
Do they have a planning and zoning department? See, different counties are different.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right answer. It's too hard to want to do it.
Well, he was catching a lot of heat from some school districts, too, you know.
Because they're one of the revenue.
Yeah. They're going to cost their local district over $250,000 in revenue.
And as a business owner, I'd be upset because it's not fair playing field.
Absolutely.
I think we had an agreement, I'm assuming it's still their P&Z administrator, when it goes through and it's classified as a nightly rental, then the assessor picks it up from there.
Right.
I think that's how it's been happening.
I don't know, so on all of these, we got a lot to go through. How many of these are increases? How many of these are decreases? Looks like recreation acres is an increase.
I was just wondering about
063 is an increase.
BOE number, the one ending in 42. Is a decrease.
Yep. 4.3 is a decrease. 4.7 is an increase. So 4.7 and 6.3 are increases.
Yes.
Move to deny abatement numbers 206047 and 206063.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Move to approve abatement numbers 206042, 206043, 049, and 054.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So I got my 63 and
47
were denied.
And
5-7.
Mm-hmm.
The rest were okay.
Which one?
That way I got my paperwork straight.
Is that the ones that went up?
I think so, yes.
Well, the ones that went down just come from 8% commercial to
whatever the sheet says residential.
You have to have your programmer probably put it back in to release that flag.
No problem. I can fix what I've done. But the ones that you lowered, they were setting at 80% commercial value. And you just lowered them to whatever it was on the sheet.
Well, that's what you guys asked for. You said that's what was asked for because it was an erroneous assessment.
Right.
Yeah.
But the ones that went up, you denied.
Because we can't do any increases past board of equalization.
Gotcha.
Trying to go by the statute.
The next group is
next year's 21.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
I'll put it on 21, not 20. Okay, yeah. I understand. Good. Yeah. All right.
It's already there. So.
Yeah, it'll be there. So.
Yeah. Okay. The next group of abatements I have are occupancy, and they start out at 206-01-62-28-37-40-01-44-45-46-48-50-51-53-55-56-58-59-61-62-64-69-116.
On the very first one, 16. And I don't pronounce it well, but the occupancy statute, 137.082. Did someone just occupy that? Is that the reason that abatement is done? What happened that caused that increase?
Well, I didn't get the cards, so I don't know. Let's see here. It went from, I would say that's what happened.
They moved into it.
Old residential was zero. New residential is 3670. Yeah.
It has a whole group went from 180 to 150.
So someone moved a mobile home or something in, they moved into it, they just occupied it after the... Is that what the card says?
I don't have the exact card. But yeah, that's what it looks like. I don't know if it's a mobile home or just a small house. I don't know how many months of the year we're talking about.
Okay.
Three for sure.
Mm-hmm. So all of those abatements that you have under there, do they all follow to where someone newly reside in it? They were building it, and they just then occupied it. They just moved into it.
Right. It looks like four of them are decreases.
Then might be fires.
And so, I mean, so those we would need to...
I can't remember. Has Hayne County adopted the occupancy law?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, basically those can be adjusted pro rata based upon the time of occupancy. If there's new construction, or on the flip side, if there's a fire, hurricane, tornado, whatever that causes destruction of the improvements on the property, it can be prorated through the community. That's not the same statute, though, under the erroneous assessment, I don't think. I would have to look that up and see.
No, it's different.
So it's a different statutory.
Yes.
Occupancy can be added on because, and if there's an issue, then it would be on the next year's.
Generally, yeah.
But the way I understand it, it can only be added on if I'm just now occupying it at this time.
Right. So
it's not if I build a shed out beside it or if I add it to my garage.
That's right. So if you're building a new home and you get it done on July 1st, basically you can prorate the assessed value for the year, right?
Yes.
We're all talking the same way. Mm-hmm. Same way, so if you have a fire to destroy your home mid-year, you can have your assessed value prorated based upon the destruction.
Mm-hmm. So the only way to know that would be...
Oh, you do...
It gives the reasons there, how they can prove what time it was occupied.
You're talking about on each one?
No. Uh-uh. I meant the statute does, how they can prove
it. Right, no, I'm talking about how do we go through this list to find out which one's
probably very little.
Well, I can tell you that I didn't have much time, but...
like the second one.
Go to number...
Well, the second one went from 14... It went up 1470 and ended at 2890. So is that one that they just added a building or added on, or...
Andy, the one he's talking
about. Number on that?
018.
18.
Because there's no
documentation. 18, I did not have any backup documentation with it scanned in.
What address was that? Who's that?
I know it had a 1,470 difference, to the positive.
But we don't know when that was figured from.
And we don't know why it was added onto?
The only way we can is, to, and I did on a couple of them, I called the assessor's office, that's all I had time for, and they were maybe a porch. A screen porch or something was added on.
1,420.
And I didn't have time to go to the others. I just...
You remember that.
It was late Friday. A particular number, 206067.
It's in Papa.
Was a
there.
Screen porch over the garage or something like that. On those, do you think it would be right for them to take them and go to their computer and write down the reason that they've increased it? Any that are not truly by the statute, then shouldn't be in there? And are you familiar with this? You can check the book to make sure it's not changed since then. I'm not familiar with there being a change. You might look over that. You think that would be proper for them to take those that are under that and note if it was a screen porch or if it was a truly being occupied?
I think they should, yeah, I mean, that way we know exactly what we're...
I don't think many of them are, if any of them are screen porches.
Pardon?
So I don't think any of them are screen porches.
I guess the question is what is the purpose of that? What are the
there was one that I there asked you about one. The other day. I said that really made the valuation go up for a screen porch.
Yeah.
So...
Might be wrong with the rest of them all.
I just might happen to have been lucky enough to pick one out and call on it, and it turned out to be that it was a screen porch.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know.
Like number 37. More than double. Is that because they built a house and lived there, moved into it, or was it because they already lived there and had it?
They added on to the house.
That's what we didn't know. Did they add on, or did they already live there? Was there occupancy?
Because if there was an add on, it wouldn't qualify for.
Right. Until the next
one. I found that on one of them, too. For me, the only way to know is for them to look at their card and
No, we just need to know if it's an add-on. When she used ports, she used it as an example. We just need to know if it's a new occupancy.
Yeah, we go get the cards, the work cards that we put these in.